ברשות ידידי וראי, ראש הישיבה, הרב קמינצקי שליטה, מורי ורבותיי, again, a pleasure and honor to get the opportunity to speak in this special yeshiva. קדוש ברוך הוא ירבה גבולכם בתלמידים הגונים, תמשיכו לקדש שם שמיים, בכל מעשה ידיכם, מתוך בריאות וברכה. קדוש ברוך הוא, create us with five senses. One of the five is our eyes. The unique about our eyes, first, we can take from everyone almost everything. Not to eat, not to sleep, not to have freedom. One thing we cannot take from anyone in this world. And this is how to look of different situations, what happened to us, or what happened around us. This is completely our decision. To make this clear, I mentioned in the past, here in other places, finished to give shiur a few years ago, old man come and give me a few pieces of paper, and he asked me if I can read and tell him what I feel about what he write. He said, for sure. And he write, he survived a 5 concentration camp. They kill all his family, only he survive. He come to camp number 5, they take his name, they give him number. And they say to him, from now, you mention only your number, not your name. And if you ask many survivors, they can tell you every morning they need to stay beside the wall, they need to say the number, and say in Germany, Badewand, it means I stay in the wall and mention the number. One time I was in the Kotel, and somebody stay not face to the Kotel, back to the Kotel. He put his sleeve up and he say, Badewand, and he read his number. And he cried for a few minutes, and then I don't know what he say, why he cried. I ask him, he say, I promise to Hashem, if he survive me one day, if I have the schut, I will stay in front of the real wall and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I never miss for a minute the emunah. About you, about me, how you walk with me. And now I feel my promise, and he say, Badewand, and he mentions the number. This person get number 116990. This mean person would stay before him, the number is one number less. The person would stay after him, the number is one number high. He almost destroyed, no name, no family. But after a few days, he say, 1 minute, what is the number? 116-990. 9 plus 9 is 18. Plus 6 is 24. Plus 1 is 26. 26, Yudke Vavke, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is your signature. This is what you say in Shir HaShirim, Sameini kechotam al libcha, kechotam al zroecha, this is your stamp. This means, this is a sign for me, you go to watch me. And this help him not to give up, and this motivate him to continue, and he build new life after the war over. It means that Rai Machshimah to destroy him, but the way how he look of his situation, and only he decide to look in this way, this help him to make himself more strong about his emunah, and to continue and build new life. Something else unique about our eyes, the wife of Lot, when she turns the face, and she look on Sdom, what happened? All the body changed to salt. Why Hashem need to make double miracle? She down the spot, this himself big miracle. Why is the body changed to salt? Because she look on Sdom. And what happened to people in Sdom? Some of them burn, and what left is ashes. And some of them changed to salt. The pasuk say, Gofrit v'melach. And the Torah came and teach me, any place what I look, this exactly is the place what I stay. V'yu enecha ro'ot et morecha, the pasuk saying, Yeshayahu. It's not sticky what you put on our car. This is essence. In any field of life, it's no difference where we sit. The difference is to what place we look. And exactly what happened in Sdom happened to the wife of Lot. This is unique about our eyes. And I can tell you, this also affect me when I was a child. In the beginning of elementary school, my father, Zichrono Livracha, have the schut to come with the Chativa Yerushalmi to take the kotel in 6 day war. He davened the first mincha in Kever Rachel in the same day and first Ma'ariv in Me'arat HaMachpelah. I never see him 6 weeks. Was in the army. A few days before the war start, he get 12 hours break. And he come home and I say to him, Abba, היום אני לא הולך לבית ספר. I want to spend all the time with you. He said to me, okay, I'm a child, beginning from elementary school. And from some reason, he go to buy Dvagan. He need to do something, don't know what. But when you walk into buy Dvagan 50 years ago, it's not buy Dvagan what we have today. Beautiful neighborhood, beautiful houses. Part of buy Dvagan full with field. It's above our Herzl, a huge field. And in this field, I see a lot of boxes. I say to him, Abba, מה זה כל הקופסאות האלה? Brand new boxes. He say to me, it's not boxes. The mayor of Jerusalem, with the army, decide the expectation. How many people go to die? Only in Jerusalem is 10,000 people. And they make coffins to bury them as soon as possible. And a few months after, this was our perspective, the mayor of Jerusalem perspective. This is what people feel can happen. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu teach us. No, few months after the mayor of Yerushalayim announced, you don't need to buy sukkot, you get wood for sukkah for free in many places, and all these coffins come part of sukkot in Yerushalayim. Come HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say to us, my kinderlach, my children, no, it's not coffins, it's for sukkah. It means everything, a few different aspect. And Amora or Emuna is more strong. The perspective is more positive and more clear. About everything in life. And specifically about Yerushalayim. Exactly same Rabbi Akiva. The famous Gemara in the end of Masechet Makot. Come and teach us, Rabbi Akiva and his friend traveled to Yerushalayim. Facts come out from Kodesh HaKodeshim, everything is destroyed. All his friend, all the great Tanaim start to come. Rabbi Akiva laughs, they ask him why you laugh, good question. And what Rabbi Akiva asked his friend? Why you crying? What kind of question is? What kind of conversation is? Rabbi Akiva, when he start to laugh, his chaverim ask him, Akiva, what exactly you see and we not recognize would bring you to laugh? And he said to his chaverim, you really ask me this question? You never see what I see? Why you cry? Please explain to us what you see. He say, what does it mean? The psukim of the Navi in front of my eyes, black and white. It's supposed to say, Tzion, Sadeh, Techaresh. Kodesh Baruch Hu plowed everything. Everything destroyed. From this reason, I almost dance. But for sure, I laugh. And I feel happy. We don't understand. We also know psukim. Please explain a little bit more. Rabbi Akiva came and said to his chaverim, in Eretz Israel, nothing destroyed. In Eretz Israel, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu do from time to time, he plowed. Tzion Sadeh Techaresh. If he plowed today, he go to plan later. And everything go to grow. And what I see in this moment is, Od Yishvu Zkenim Uzkenot Bechorot Yerushalayim. Perspective. You have the emuna, you can see in a positive way, and you can catch what you see. Because any place what we look, and any place what our eyes would like to look, we will arrive one day. We'll arrive one day. And all the posuk say, ולציון יאמר איש איש, והוא יכונני העליון, זה גמרא תיצ'ס עם הסרט באבטרה, אחד הנולד בה, ואחד המצפה לראותה, כאילו נולד בה. If you're born in Yerushalayim or Eretz Israel, or you look for to arrive in Eretz Israel, you're saying. Because you look for, now, connect you to Yerushalayim. Connect you to Eretz Israel. Afal pi, we stay in the other side of the ocean. This is unique about our eyes. If we raise our emuna in any part in our daily life, we can catch every good. And my question is, how we can come more close practically to Yerushalayim. אמונה help us to find ourselves connect to Jerusalem. But how in practical way we can come more close to Jerusalem. And I would like to share with you a very interesting insight. Part of the מקורות to have in front of us. Pillay. Beautiful aspect. What relevant to all of us in any age, in any time in our life. And we start in this way. We don't go to read all the sources. Part of them we will read. Part of them we say Be'al Peh. But unbelievable. Pillay insight relevant to every one of us. Ktanim and Gdolim. 24/7, under 20 years. We know Sefer Bereshit is Ma'aseh Avot, Siman, what? Ma? Labanim. Ramban say one time, Ma'aseh Avot, Siman, Babanim. What is the difference? Ma'aseh Avot, Siman, Labanim is mean Avot and Imaot give us instruction. Give us direction, and we hope to following afterwards they show us. Sometimes more, sometimes less. Ma'aseh Avot Siman Babanim is mean the DNA what Avot and Imaot have, we also have. Abraham is not our grandfather. Sarah, she is not our grandmother. Abraham is Abraham Avinu. Sarah is Sarah Imenu. The DNA what they have, stay by us. Exactly how we give to our children as they give to their children, exactly the same we get from Avot and Imaot. It's every move, every conversation between Avot and Imaot and every activity what every one of them do relevant for us. And the challenge all the time is to find other aspect, other nuance, and to see how it's relevant for us. Interesting. In all the Torah, Yitzchak and Rivka, Rivka and Yitzchak have one short conversation, one pasuk. Yitzchak and Rivka, for sure, have a lot about to talk, and they talk a lot. How the pasuk say, ורבקה אוהבת את יעקב בנה. The son of Ima. ויצחק אוהבת את עשיו בנו. One of the son of the father, one of the son of the mother. You understand, they have a lot about what to talk. But the Torah give us one short conversation. In paragraph one, in front of us, the pasuk say, ותאמר רבקה אל יצחק, קצתי בחיי. I despise my life. My life is not more relevant. בפני בנות חטא, אם לוקח יעקב אישה מבנות חטא כאלה, מבנות הארץ, למה לכם? If יעקב go to marry one of the girls from ארץ כנען, my life is over, is not more important, is not necessary, is not more relevant. And יצחק listen to his wife, and the next פסוק, ויקרא יצחק אל יעקב, ויברך אותו, ויצווהו, ויאמר לו, לא תיקח אישה מבנות כנען, travel to Padan Aram, try to find maybe one of your cousin, one of the daughters of Lavan. This short conversation, one pasuk, what Rivka say to Yitzchak, bring Baal HaTurim to teach us something very interesting. When Rivka come and say, קצתי בחיי, I despise my life, I not care about my life, if Yaakov marry girl from Eretz Knan, you can see the letter Kuf is small letter. Not in front of us, but in Chumash, in Sefer Torah. Come Baal HaTurim and say, Paro Gavtu Katzli Bechayai, Kuf Ktana. Why is the letter Kuf is small letter? Sheraata, Sheatid, Hu, Esav, Leachriv, Abai, to destroy Bet HaMikdash, Shegovoz, it says Bet HaMikdash, under Tama. I don't understand. We'll talk about Esav. This is a very serious conversation between Rivka and Yitzchak, from what place Yaakov go to find his wife. How Esav arrived to this conversation? The letter Kuf, Katzli Bechayai, come to teach us, Esav will destroy Bet HaMikdash. But it says Bet HaMikdash is under Tama. Who talk about Esav? Nobody mentioned him. Moreover, this is something else unbelievable. Every time in Torah, when you find in one place small letter, you find same letter in other place, but big letter. Come Baal HaTurim and say to us where you find the letter Kuf, big letter, more from many other letters, the Kuf shel Udror Ken La Gdola. As the Pasuk say to us in Paragraph 3, third line, David HaMelech come and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Everybody have house. Also the bird have place to stay. גם ציפור מצא בית. ודרור, name of the bird. כן, לא. You see, the leather coof of the nest. כן, it's big leather. And I would like to build for you house. And my second question is, what's the connection between the small leather, when Rivka say, קצתי בחיי, to the big leather, ודרור, כן, לא. Good? Clear? This I would like to explain. And בסייעתא דשמיא, we'll see something פלאי, פלאי, פלאי. Again, short and clear, one pasuk in all the Torah, conversation between Rivka to Yitzchak, she said to him, I despise my life, I don't care about my life, if Yaakov marry girl from Eretz Knan, and the leather kuf is a small leather, and Chazal explained why the leather is small, because Esav go to destroy Bet HaMikdash, but the size of Bet HaMikdash is under Tamar. Who talk about Esav? Nobody mentioned Esav. This conversation is only about Yaakov. How we arrive to this conversation? And question number two, in other place we find big kuf, when David want to build Bet HaMikdash, he say everybody have house, also the bird, I would like to build also for you house, and what the pasuk say, gam tzipor matza bayit, udror ken la. What's the connection between the small leather to the big leather? To answer these two questions, we'll start it this way. Listen very careful. This is good for ktanim and gdolim, from everyone. Rivka, come and say to Yaakov, my dear son, listen to me very carefully. You're going to do something what you never do in your life. You go to lie your father. Your father will ask you, Abba. He will ask you, who are you? And he will say to him, Abba, I am Esav. And why you go to lie your father? Because I am your mom. And the Torah come and say to you, listen to your mom. כבד את אביך ואת אמך. אמא, one minute. The Torah would say to me, to listen to you, also say to me, what? I'm not allowed to lie. I know, my son, but I say this to you, benevuah, and Navi allowed to say to us not to keep one of mitzvot HaTorah for a short time. It's for this reason, I say this to you, benevuah, please go lie your father. What I say, word by word, we find in Orach Chaim HaKadosh, paragraph 5. Shema bekoli pirush, agam, sheyesh bedvarim elu kegneva da'at, you go to lie your father. Im kol ze yesh lecha lishma bekoli, still listen to me, pirush milvad, חיוב מצוות כיבוד אב ואם שהיא מצוות עשה, גם היא נביאה. You need to listen to me because I'm your mom. Also, I say this to you בנבואה. אוכתים את דברי נביא אמת, אליו תשמעו. What does it mean אליו תשמעו? לזה אמרה שמה בקולי, וכתבנו שיצטדק נביא באומרו לעבור על מצווה ממצוות התורה, נביא allowed to say to us, no to keep one of מצוות התורה לפי שעה. Is my son, okay? You go to lie, you father. Yaakov lie, still the broches, and he understands he cannot stay in Eretz Knan, his father would like to kill him. He takes the instruction from his father, he traveled to Padan Aram, and he starts to get information about the family of Laban. And the best place to get any information is to arrive to the well, everybody come to the well, he can get information, and later to arrive to the house of Laban. This is exactly what he do. In the middle of the conversation, what he have with the shepherds, one of them say, look, see this girl, she is Rachel, the daughter of Lavan. And the posuk say, paragraph 6, Odenu medaber imam, ורחל באה עם הצון אשר להביא הקירועה היא. In the middle of the conversation, רחל arrived, והיא כאשר ראה, listen to this posuk, יעקב את רחל, you can put line with the pen, הוא is רחל, בת לבן, she is the daughter of Lavan, אחי אמו. She is, Lavan is, my mom brother. ועצון לבן, again, אחי אמו. והיגש יעקב והגל את האבן על פי הבאל, he moved the rock from the well, והיש כעצון לבן, סרטיים, אחי אמו. Three times in one פוסוק, זה תורה עשית הוא יסגן, and again, who is לבן? My mom brother. אבל זה תורה עשית זה three times. קם רבינו בחיי and explain, why? יעקב אבינו, never believe. First, he will lie in his life. תיתן אמת ליעקב, all his essence is MS. Also, he never believed he will move from Eretz Israel for a minute. He's sure he will stay in Eretz Israel from day one until under how many years after he will die, same as his father. Now he found himself, lie his father, he listened to his mom. And in Padan Aram, he listened to his father. What he sees in front of his eyes all the time is parents. Who is Rachel? She is related to my parents. She is related to my mom. I go to help Rachel because it's also aspect of kibud em. Because she relates to the family. Every activity, what Yaakov Avinu do, what he sees in front of his eyes is parents. And for this reason, he helped Rachel. Not to show Rachel I'm strong, I'm a special person, to impress Rachel. No, no. Rachel, your father is who? Lavan, this relate to our family, you my cousin, I help you. Kibudem. And now the question is, why we need to honor our parents? Why we need to honor parents? You will look at me and say, come on, what kind of question is? To honor parents? So obviously, you're almost born with the nature to honor our parents. This way, another way. If this is true, so obviously, I don't understand why is the Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin come and teach us when we arrive in Mara, when we arrive in Mara, after Kriyat Yam Suf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us few brand new mitzvot. Paragraph 9, Sham Sam Lechok Omishpat, Tanya. 10 mitzvot נצטבו ישראל במראה. 7 קיבלו עליהם לנוח, הוסיפו עליהם דינים, שבת וכיבוד אב ואם. The brand new מצוות is שבת, new law, and כיבוד אב ואם. כיבוד אב ואם is new מצווה. שבת, I understand. New law, what you not have before, okay? כיבוד אב ואם is so naturally. How we explain this? Comes the Maharal, Chatam Sofer, many Rishonim and Achronim, and say exactly the same. Really, we don't need to honor our parents. Why? How does the Gemara come and say to us? Nimnu vegamru, bottom line of the rabbis. Tov lo la'adam, nu, shelo nivra. Exactly. Much better if we never arrive to this world. It's 1 minute. It's much better. 1 minute. Ima, Abba, why you bring me to this world? If it's much better not to arrive here, the answer is, why I need to honor my parents? The base reason is, kabed et avicha ve'et imecha. Why? Kasher tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. It means, it's not relevant if I like, if I don't like, if it's comfortable or not, if it's easy. It's not relevant. I need to honor my parents. Why? The base reason is, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Above this base reason, everything what I said before. How much we honor our parents is only one drop in the big ocean. What they do for us. What they pray for us. What we don't know how much they do for us. Days and night. When they're alive and after 120 years, it's for sure. How much we will honor them is only one drop in the big ocean. But all this takes place after the base reason. And the base reason is Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked me, this is what I do. Exactly in this place, listen very carefully, in this place, Rivka come and say to Yaakov, my son, listen to me very carefully. Your brother has come very famous because one mitzvah. And the mitzvah is what? Kibud avayim. He honor Abba. He honor me. Unbelievable. But listen. The reason why he honor us. Because the benefits what he get from the mitzvah. Im Abba, thank you what you bring me to this world. I can kill. I can steal. I can do what I want. Moreover, you will come old. I care about you. When I will come old, my children will care about me. He all the time look from perspective, what kind of benefits I can get from this mitzvah. And still, this mitzvah make him famous. And this mitzvah probably will give to his children the opportunity to destroy it Beit HaMikdash. If this will happen, what I would like, your children will get the opportunity to rebuild Beit HaMikdash. How? If you fulfill the mitzvah, not because any benefits, what you get. Not because you really want, you really don't want to lie your father. You really don't want to move from Eretz Israel to Padan Aram. But why you fulfill this mitzvah? Why you listen to me and Abba? Ka'asher tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. You make the mitzvah in pure way. Not because any benefits. If you will make the mitzvah in pure way, for sure, I promise you, if he will destroy Beit HaMikdash, your children will have the opportunity to rebuild Beit HaMikdash. And it's so nice, when you look in paragraph 1, in paragraph 4, when Rivka talked to Yaakov to go to steal the broches, to lie his father, what's the pasuk say, 4 line, ואתה בני שמע בקולי, לאשר אני יוציא the black line, מצווה אותך. מצווה is mean you really don't want, but you listen, because כאשר ציפה השם אלוקיך. And what Yaakov, what Yitzchak say to Yaakov, paragraph 1 is the third line, ויקרא יצחק אל יעקב, ויברך אותו, you see the black line, ויצווהו, ויאמר לו, לא תיקח אישה ממנות כנען. If you feel the mitzvah because I ask you to do, not because any benefits, or you like, you can rebuild the Beit HaMikdash. In other way, when we daven every single day, בירושלים יחה ברחמים תשוב 3 times a day, תחזן עלינו בשובך לציון, one of the way to come more close to this redemption is כיבוד אב ואם. And I would like to tell you something about כיבוד אב ואם. And to remember this all your life. You know, the best friend of דוד המלך is יונתן, son of שאול. יונתן and שאול, both of them die in the war against פלישתים. Few minutes before David HaMelech, Beri, his best friend, he say a few words about him. And the pasuk is, in paragraph 10, איך נפלו גיבורים בתוך המלחמה, יונתן, על במותיך החלל, I miss you so much, how you die in this war, צר לי עליך אחי, יונתן, נעמת לי מאוד, he was my best friend, נפלטה אהבתך לי, מאהבת נשים. זה love, what you show me and I show to you, more, for love between husband and wife, wife to husband. Some people use this pasuk in the wrong way. David HaMelech, how we can say this? Listen, remember this all your life. David HaMelech came and said to Yonatan, Yonatan, in a few minutes, your soul go up. Can I ask you a question and give you answer and check if my answer is a real answer? Yonatan, your father was king. You can take the leadership naturally after your father. It's no question. It's go from father to son. Why you give me the leadership? Your father almost kill you. You give him some excuse about me. He never see me in the party, what you make in Rosh Chodesh. He almost kill you. Why you do this? You know why, Yonatan? Yonatan, who is your grandfather? Binyamin. And who is the father of Binyamin? Who is the mother of Binyamin, slicha? Rachel. Who is my grandfather? יהודה. Who is the mother of יהודה? לאה. נפלטה אהבתך לי. זה love what you show me. Start מאהבת נשים. From the love between רחל and לאה. What רחל understand in the house of יעקב, לאה is part of the house. יונתן, I never take any credit for myself. I don't deserve this position. But your grandmother and my grandmother make this situation take place. It's not because of me. All the credit is two generations before. And this we need to remember. A lot in our life. Everyone in his field, present and future. When everyone succeeds in any field, and he feels happy. And he says to his wife, he says to the people sometimes, or to himself, look what I do, what I build, what I develop. Forget about this. 95% from our success is not because of us. It's because of our parents and grandparents. They build for us steps. And we run on these steps. And we build step also to generations after. This is the way how we grow. And this is what David HaMelech come and say to Yonatan before he bury him. It's not because me. Because Rachel and Leah. In other way, Kibud Orim bring us more close to Bnei Betcha Kevatchila. To Yerushalayim. And from this reason, the famous Chazal in front of us, he says this by yard, I'm sure you know this. Father and son have business of diamonds and special stones. And the rabbis come one day and they look for one of the stones that miss in the Choshen. We have 12 stones, yes? אודם, פיתתה, ברקת, נופר, ספיר, יעלום, לשם, שבוע, החלמה, תרשי, שם, ישפה, 12 stones. And stone number 12 is ישפה. And they look for this stone. And immediately, not to make any negotiation, they say, 1,000 זהובים, more money, how the stone cost. And he say, okay, a few minutes, I walk into the inside, I bring the box, you can check in, if you find the stone. And he come after a few minutes and say, I'm sorry, not now. They understand, not now, more money. More money, on the spot, they say, 10,000 zeruvim. In the meantime, his father wake up, he listen, he talk to somebody, he ask him to walk in, he takes the box, he finds the stone, they want to pay 10,000 zeruvim, and he say, I'm sorry, I never sell kibud av ha'im for money. The deal was 1,000, no more from 1,000. What stones they lose? You know what stone? 12 stone. Belong to what Shevet? Binyamin. What is unique about Binyamin? He only one from all the brothers of Yaakov, or the children of Yaakov, but honor his father. He cannot honor his mom, because his mom passed away when he born. But only he honor his father. All the brothers never honor Yaakov. They sell Yosef. Make his life very difficult. And Yosef scared to say, Abba, I'm alive. He worry, because the brothers say, if somebody say, he will die. And you know, if they say this, this is serious. Only Binyamin, honor his father. And what special gift he get of Kibud Av? Bet HaMikdash. Build Kodesh HaKodeshim and his property. Now what stone they miss? The stone of, no, Binyamin. How does he get back the stone? So Kibud Av, Wodama never wake up, his father Netina. This שחוכמה, say to us black and white, paragraph 13, דה, שכל השבטים ציירו לאביהם במחיית יוסף, all the brothers, מקלט פיין to אבא, when they sell יוסף, ויוסף עצמו לא הודיע לאביו, יוסף never say to his father, I'm alive, רק יוסף יראה מפני אחרים, נזכר, if you say he can die, אבל בנימין כיבד אביו, לכן שרתה שכינה בחלקו, ולכן כשעבד ישפה מבנימין, הראה להם השם יתברך, גודל מצוות כיבוד אב אצל דמה בנתימה, נתינה, and they get back the stone again through the mitzvah of כיבוד אב. It means the shleimut, the completely of the mikdash take place through כיבוד אב. Because if you miss this stone, אורי ותומים cannot help. כהן גדול, miss. One of the בגדים. All the עבודה cannot take place. How? It's come again, כיבוד אב. And this, Yaakov Avinu understand, he steals the bracha from his father. And when he stands in front of his father, and a little bit confused, I call Yaakov, I damn it, Esav, he asks him, please come close. And he smells his garment. And Chazal says in paragraph 15, ויאר יתרי הרבגדיו, אמר רבי יוחנן, אין לך דבר שרחוק השם מן השטף הזה של העיזים, ואת אמרת, ויאר יתרי הרבגדיו, היברכהו. How we can smell his garment? It comes from the field. The smell is disgusting. אלא בשעה שנכנס אבינו יעקב אצל אביו, נכנסה עם גן עדן. He smells something very pure, very unique, very special. ריח אוף, גן עדן. Why? Why this happened? So Chazal say, because this special garment go back until where? The בגדים of אדם הראשון. Correct? This is a special garment from אדם הראשון. אדם הראשון, when the Kishbohu kick him from Gan Eden, after he read from the tree, he take himself and all the mitzvot down, except one mitzvah that never belonged to him. Kibud av ha'im. This mitzvah stay in the original place. First time in the history of the world when somebody honor his parents, both of them, in the pure way, כאשר צפחה השם אלוקיך. Not because he want, because he like, because this is what he need to do, Yaakov Avinu. Yitzchak honor his father, he walk with him to the Akedah, but his mom never know about this, because if she will know, for sure, Akedah will never take place. No question. Yaakov Avinu, listen to his father, to his mom. He's immediately, the mitzvah would stay in the original place, first time, arrived with this garment. This is Kibud Av Ha'em. In one hand, how bring us close back to Yerushalayim. Interesting aspect. Very interesting. Now, from the other direction. The direction what our responsibility to our children. This is our responsibility to our parents and grandparents. Now from the other side, responsibility to our children. Very, very interesting. When Avraham Avinu returned from World War I, four nations against five, to save the life of Lot, he comes superstar. But when he arrived to his stand, he arrived with bad mood. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked him, what happened? You kill so many people? Don't worry. If you're not killed, they will kill you. You're okay. Maybe you worry, I make you so many miracles, and you lose your credit? Don't worry about this. Schacha הרבה מאוד. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say to us, you're okay, you're set. We will dance all the time. But Avraham Avinu have questions. In paragraph 16, say to us, Vayomer Avraham, it's a black line, Vayomer Avraham, Hashem Elokim, mat iten li, vanuchi olech harri, what you promise me? Schacha הרבה מאוד, what you promise? Other 10,000 camels? Cows? I want children. I want future. Now who is my future? Eliezer. Damascus Eliezer. And Vayomer Avraham, again, other line, En li lo natat azer avinei ben biti yoreshoti. Avraham, say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what you promised me? I look for children. I don't understand. It's unusual what we read now. Because the Torah come and say to us twice. Vayomer Avraham, Vayomer Avraham. Why twice Vayomer Avraham? Every letter in the Torah is necessary, by purpose. If Avraham Avinu have something to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, you can talk openly. From A to Z. Why twice Vayomer Avraham, Vayomer Avraham? Same question twice. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer to him? Pasuk Dalet, V'inei Dvar Hashem Elav Laemor, Lo Yirashcha Ze, Ki Im Asher Yitze Mimeecha, Hu Yirashcha. Asher Yitze Mimeecha. Don't worry, you will have child will come from your stomach. Who carries a baby 9 months? Not Avraham, Sarah. Where HaKadosh Baruch Hu use wrong language. Asher Yitze Mimeecha, Asher Yitze Michalatzecha. Asher Yitze Michalatzecha. What is mean? Asher Yitze Mimeecha. Torah is Kodesh Kodeshim, why twice? Vayomer Avraham, Vayomer Avraham. And what kind of answer HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer? Listen, remember, Pilei. What? Rav Hirsch, explain to us and give us some flavor about this. En anatziv. The explanation is followed. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to Avraham Avinu, you set. Don't worry about people what you kill. Don't worry, you don't lose any credit. You okay? Come Avraham and say HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We lost the respect. What does it mean? Okay. What you promised me? Animals? I want children. And Avraham Avinu stopped. Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm sorry. I don't have any problem with you. And I'm sure you also don't have any problem with me. I follow after you in the fire, in the water. Everything what you ask me, I do. But the generations after, when they will learn this conversation, they will say, 1 minute, look what happened. Wow! Kadosh Baruch Hu promised to Avraham Avinu, the big believer, what following after Hashem 24/7, and now he have questions. Avraham Avinu to say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you promised me? Thank you. He have questions. 1 minute. Avraham Avinu have questions? I'm also allowed to have questions. But not only to ask questions, because I'm not Avraham Avinu, also to give answers to myself. And because of my questions, I can do what I want. Kadosh Baruch Hu, I understand. This question can bring people later, generations after, to understand this in the wrong way, to ask questions, what is good to ask, but they can give also answers to himself and to go out from the way. Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm sorry. I would like to delete the pasuk before. I would like to start again. Vayomer Avraham, אין לי לא נתת זרע והנה בן ביתי הורשתי. כמה אברהם אבינו יצא הקדוש ברוך הוא. You can give me 1 minute. I need with you 1 minute. No more. Kadosh Baruch Hu, next year, child, age of 100, how many years I will stay alive after the baby will born? 10 years, Kadosh Baruch Hu? Maybe 20? A little bit more or less, if you come nice to me? Kadosh Baruch Hu, too late. I miss the train. What I go to teach my son, what will born next year in 20 years? Mishnah, Chumash, Gemara, Halacha, Dinim. Kadosh Baruch Hu, I teach Eliezer. He's my best students. Over 95% of the question would come to my desk. I never see. He gives the answers. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want child who don't take my name to the next generation. I want child what I can teach him what is mean Yiddishkeit. Yadus. You know what is mean? Moral, care, flexible, give shoulder, nice, personality. Kadosh Baruch Hu, with all the respect. Thank you. I miss the train. Any child what can watch me lifetime. Lifetime is mean when in the preschool, elementary school, high school, yeshiva, college, koilel, business, marry, children, grandchildren, and he watch me in different age. And every time he take other nuance about my personality, he take other aspect about who I am, and in this way, through his life, I know I give him what is mean Yiddishkeit, what is moral, care, effort, sensitive, flexible. Kadosh Baruch Hu, in 20 years, if you will watch me, I make only part of my job. Part of my job is not enough. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I miss the train. Wow. Unbelievable. Somebody else in age of Avraham Avinu gets the news, he have child next year, he will dance with his wife. Avraham say, not with me. Come HaKadosh Baruch Hu and answer to him, listen, lo yirashcha zeh. Ki yim asher yitzeh, mimeecha hu yirashcha. Stomach, me'ayim. It's not only part in our body what decide what part of the food stay, what part come out. Me'ayim, in Torah, in Chazal, represent, and one aspect, or how the Arav Hirsch gives a definition of stomach, mishkan haregashot. The place of the feeling. This is the essence of our feeling. Good or bad. If somebody get good news, he get job, he get work, he get anything what he look for, he come in the morning to the shul, good morning, shalom aleichem, what going? Everybody ask him, what you feel so happy? Don't ask, accept him to this school, to this job. This, the Shona Pasuk is, al ken hamu mehai. Hamu, he feel excited. In Azarad, if somebody feel very upset and angry about something, he can get ulcer. What the Pasuk say? Mehai hamarmaru. He can die, chas v'chalila. What you ask me? Child, what you can give him, what does it mean? Yiddishkeit, Yadus, moral care, etc. You need to watch your lifetime, you will have this. You remember what age Avraham Avinu arrived to the Torah? How old is, when we find him first time? Age of, beginning of Lech Lecha, 75. Avraham Avinu, age of 100, he has the son, Yitzchak. How many years he stay after? 75. Lifetime, in the beginning, in another world. And lifetime, end by end, with who? With Yitzchak. You will have lifetime. You will have this. And you will can teach him what is mean Yiddishkeit. What is mean Yahadut. Wow. Unbelievable. We see what kind of responsibility we have. What we need to bring to the new generation. But how does this relate to Yerushalayim? This relate to every day in their life and relate to everything. But to Yerushalayim specifically, yes. The Rambam come and say to us in paragraph 24. Velo yivatlu atinokot. You know, preschool need to come open. 24. 7 days a week. No, 6 days a week. All the year. Except Arvei Shabbatot, ימים טובים, בסוף הימים ובימים הטובים, afternoon. אבל בשבת הם קוראים תחילה, we never teach something new, only we repeat what we learn in the week, now listen, והם מבטלים התינוקות אפילו לבניין בית המקדש. The children want to come part to do something, to feel, we build את המקדש. No, no. They still stay in the school and learn. And the Rama mentioned same הלכה, also בהלכות בית הבחירה, paragraph 25, הם בונים את המקדש בלילה, שנאמר, ביום הקים את המשכן, ביום הקימים ולא בלילה, exactly we build the משכן. In the day, we build בית המקדש in the day. ועוסקים בבניין, מעלות השחר, הצאת הכוכבים, before sunrise until sunset, till three stars come out, והכל חייבים לבנות. ולסעד בעצמם, ובממונם, הוא אנשים ונשים, men and women, everybody. ואין מבטלים התינוקות של בית רבן הבניין. Again, זה רמם say, children, preschool, sit and learn. They're not involved anything to build בית המקדש. Why? Why not? Why is the Rama mentions this twice? Why? Moreover, בידה ומייריב אחר כך, יש מייריב? Oh, okay, מייריב. Three times a day we daven. Three times a day we say Shema Yisrael. Morning, evening, before we sleep. What do we say in Ma'ariv? What do we say before we sleep? Paragraph 22. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Ve'arta Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol me'odecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu talk to who? To me. Correct? V'ayu adorim el Hashem Elokim etzavcha ayom al levavcha. We still talk to me. Now Kadosh Baruch Hu take break and they move to our children. V'shinantam levanecha. ודיברת, בם, teach your children, נא הקדוש ברוך הוא, come back to me. בשלטך בביתך, בלכתך בדרך, בשרבך ובקומך, כשתמלות על ידיך, תותפות בין עיניך, וכתבתם על מסוזות ביתך או בישעריך. I don't understand. והקדוש ברוך הוא cannot talk to me, from the beginning to the end, after he finish, after he say to me, אמרת את השם אלוקיך, וכולי, עכשיו נוכל מצפך עם הלבביך, בשלטך בביתך, בלכתך בדרך, after he finish, ושיננתם לבניך, ודיברת, בם! He started to talk to me, he moved to the children, he returned back to me. Why? You recognize this before. He says this three times a day. What stay behind this? Why? Remember this all your life. What? HaKadosh Baruch Hu want for us to learn. If we really want to zoche, ושיננתם לבניך, and to succeed, what we need to have before, הלבביך. If he is הלבביך, now you can succeed, ושיננתם לבניך. ושיננתם, interesting word in Hebrew, ולימדת את בניך, what is mean, ושיננתם לבניך? The word ושיננתם, take place, in one of the psukim in Shir HaMa'alot, kechitzei gibor shnunim. What is mean kechitzei gibor shnunim? The soldier, the elite soldier, has a bow and arrow, and ammo, he can pull the arrow close to the heart. Wow! The arrow go and attach and come to the place what you need to arrive. But if I pull the arrow a little bit, he pull in front of me. If it's come from my heart, it's go to the heart of the children. Go to the heart of the second generation. Children of Yaakov Avinu, before he passed away, remember what happened? He want to tell them about the end of the days, and he forget, he very scared, confused, what he say? My children, 1 minute. Maybe some of you is Esav, little Esav or Ishmael, what did children answer? Abba, Shema Yisrael. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. What does it mean, the Gemara explain? Abba, Keshem, She'en Belibcha Ela Echad, you one with Hashem, Kach En Belibeinu Ela Echad. I don't understand. Who talk about Yaakov Avinu? Yaakov Avinu is a great tzaddik. Everybody know he's one who is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. What the children mention? Children need to say, Abba, Shema Yisrael, Abba, Shem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We one, all our heart, one with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Why does it say, Abba, exactly how your heart, one with Hashem, we also. Why? Because what they say to him, Abba, what do you do all your life? What do you teach us? You teach us with full heart how to come one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every situation. And we get this. This affects us. Because it's come from your heart, direct to our heart. It's not something from come from outside. It's come from the heart. Alevavecha! Now we shall not levanecha. Now you go to succeed. Come the Torah and say to us. Come the Rambam and say to us. Binyan Bet HaMikdash. Wow, it's unbelievable. To build Bet HaMikdash. But children, Ilchot Talmud Torah, understand? Elementary school, never involved. They need to study, they need to learn Torah. Fine. Ilchot Talmud Torah teach us many halachot. About Talmud Torah by everyone. Old people, young, have opportunity, not have opportunity, happy, not happy, etc. Why again in Ilchot Bet HaBechira? The reason why the Rambam mentions again in Ilchot Bet HaBechira because when our children, when they're young, study Torah, they build Bet HaMikdash. Bet HaMikdash is a house. But Bet HaMikdash is something what raise and elevate the spirituality life for us. Yes? This can happen only when they study, when they're young Torah. And we put effort about this Torah. It's not only halacha b'ilchot Talmud Torah, it's also halacha b'ilchot Bet HaBechira, ilchot Bet HaMikdash. It's on one hand, when we honor our parents, when we honor our grandparents, when they're alive and after they passed away, we honor them. We come more close, v'Yerushalayim Micha b'Rachamim Tashuv. In other hand, when we put effort with our children, we also bring ourselves more close to Bet HaMikdash. Because it's not only halacha b'ilchot Talmud Torah, it's halacha b'ilchot Bet HaBechira. B'ilchot Bet HaBechira. As we see how this mitzvah bring us more close to Yerushalayim. And the last 2 years, we see again and again pictures, stories, knives would kill, and sometimes people survive in a miracle way, and stones all the time. The people drive in the Shomron, in the Golan, in many places. Sometimes people die because of stone. Sometimes miracles stay alive. And the picture comes again and again. What stay behind these pictures? What the Kadosh Baruch Hu want for us? The Chafetz Chaim comes and says every time when we read newspaper and we read headlines, from time to time we need to stop and say 1 minute. What this headline come and tell me? Only news? Or maybe can give us an aspect in my Avodat Hashem. Because no Navi, no Ruach HaKodesh, no Bat Kol, what we have, newspaper. The Chafetz Chaim say. It's good to read the newspaper, to see the headlines, and we see this picture again and again. What it teaches us? You know what? One aspect. We have many names, our nation. Bnei Yishurun, Sheerit Yosef, Bnei Ephraim, Bet Yaakov. One of our names is Evan. You heard about this name. Our nation have name Evan. ומנין שישראל נקראים אבן, שנאמר ומשם רואה אבן ישראל. We אבן, stone. אבן. When we use stones in Jewish life, twice. When you build a house, you put cornerstone, and after 120, you put stone on the grave. What is stone in Hebrew? Evan. And why we put stone on the grave? Because Evan is Av Ben Nechet, father, son, grandson. Ima Bat Nechda, mother, daughter, granddaughter. And in many ways, we say Safta Saba, in the place where you stop, we build as a floor. Stone above stone above stone. One day we'll see all the building. Knife have one purpose. And the purpose is what? To cut. To cut. One thing knife cannot cut. And this is what? Stone. Take knife and try to cut the stone, the knife is broke. Amor we stone, amor we even, even, not any knife can stay against us. And the Arab knows this very well. 300 million Muslims around us. Why is they never walking to take the state? Because they know we're different. We're in another stage. 50 million Muslims, 1948, not any weapons. How we win? Miracle, 6-day war. Who be dreams this can happen? Because Baruch Hu come and show us. Everything can change so quick. So quick. And we stay in generation, but everything changed very quick. Very quick. And Yad Hashem in any part. In any part we can see Yad Hashem. Clearly. Yad Hashem in any part. It's unbelievable. Interesting. America. Who is the best president in America what Israel have until today? Who?
Nixon.
Maybe somebody else? Me? Truman. Truman, I'm not sure. He really don't want to vote for us. His best friend pushed him to do this. The last moment. You know who is the best president? No jokes. Very serious. Obama. The best. Look what he do. He mess all Egypt. Mess them completely. Make them poor nation. Rachmon Elitzan, look what's going on in Syria. Terrible. Terrible what happened. Nobody say he mess everything. In Libya, he killed Gaddafi, not by purpose. And he bring million Muslims to Europe because he was a border. And he himself apologizes about what he do. In Sudan, all over the Arab states. And we feel, wow, look what happened. It's so bad. Yes, what he have in his mind, he have in his mind. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, cook, completely the opposite. Completely the opposite. How this help us? HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time say, we need only to watch. We need only to see what's going around. When we have right perspective and we see everything with big perspective, we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu walk with us hand by hand. Few years ago in New York, we have a little bit more time, can, 2 more minutes, slicha. Few years ago in New York was a big event. And somebody introduced me to this event, Conan in American Army. Jewish person, religion. Not in a rabbinic position. Aluf Mishneh in the Israel army, Colonel, in tanks. And we start to talk. I tell him what happened in Lebanon War, 82. What we do, he tell me what he do in Iraq. It was an interesting conversation. In the middle of the conversation, he said to me, listen, my great Simchat Torah was in my life when I spent Simchat Torah in Iraq. 2 days before Simchat Torah, I say to my soldiers, if you're Jew, you feel you're Jew, to make this politically correct, and you would like to come, please, you mention place, 100 soldiers, Marine soldiers arrive, he takes them to one of the palaces of Saddam Hussein, and he tells them tonight is Simchat Torah, and please, he explain what it means, say after me, if you know in Hebrew, if not, I explain to you in English. He says, אתה הורית על הדעת, כי השם הוא האלוקים, אין עוד מלבדו. He explain in English, he dance for 10 minutes, after he takes them to other room inside, and he shows them, huge, I see the picture, huge room, same as this, Besmidrash, Leavdil, and one item in this room, chair, gold, 24 karat, cost over $10 million, fence around the chair, in the chair engraved, זה הכיסא, לאחינו הנלחמים על ירושלים, יומם ולילה, מהשליט הגדול סדם. This is a chair for our brothers, but fight of Yerushalayim, days and night, from the great leader Saddam. In his position, he have the Sefer Torah in his hand, he opens the gate, he sit on the chair. And all the Marine soldiers around, outside, beside the fence, and he tells them, if you know, in Hebrew, say after me in Hebrew, if not in English. And he say, Se'u she'arim rashichem, v'inasu pitche olam, v'yavo melech hakavod, Hashem tzvakot u'melech hakavod tzela. Hashem izuz v'gibor, Hashem gibor milchama. And he explains this in English. And he said to me, he's a star to cry and save his babies. Marine soldiers never have tears in his face. Never. In this moment, everything melts. Everything. Every one of them. Remember the statue of Saddam is the end to Yerushalayim? Not you. My children of future. They will say, Se'u she'arim rashichem. This is what the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants for us. to build this bridge between generation, between us to other people. This build Yerushalayim. Because Baruch Hu come and say, I will take care of everything. You build the bridge. You build the fence. You build the gate, the shah. All the rest I will do. And this, we taste the Six-Day War. If you go to West Point, you visit West Point one time, go to visit West Point, Palaseh, Adasof, Yashar, Yashar, you're walking, they have shul in West Point. But in the hall through the shul, you have the picture of all the Jewish soldiers every year. When they graduate, they make picture with the soldiers. All the time is uniform and the hat, special division, everyone. 1967, all the Jewish soldiers have the hat in the head and they have yarmulke on the head. They all the kova in the hand, but they have yarmulke. I'm Jew. I'm part of this nation. People feel proud. Because Baruch Hu give us clip what's going to happen in the end of the days. What he wants for us to understand. Our goal is to build only the doorway. Doorway of generations, doorways of other people. And in this way, we can more close to Yerushalayim, come close to Yerushalayim. If we come from this night and we elevate a little bit, students to the parents, parents to their parents, and all the direction. More alevavecha, ובזוכה ושיננתם לבנך. More alevavecha, to our parents and grandparents, to honor, בסייעתא דשמיא, ובזוכה, to say to each other, שמחתי באומרים לבית השם נלך, עומדות היו רגלינו בשערייך ירושלים, ירושלים הבנויה כעיר שחוברה לה יחדיו.
David Meyer.
אז בקולומביה לא היה לי כזאת אנגלית. בינתיים זה השתפר.
שמחתי.
שכוח.
שכוח, כל הרעק, וואו.
מקווה שלא היה.
מצוין, מצוין. לא, היה מצוין, היה מצוין. ממש מצוין.